Hello and welcome to the Centro de Servicios de Compensación por Desempleo de Pennsylvania. Para continuar en español, oprima el 1. All other callers, please stay on the line. This call will be monitored or recorded for quality assurance, training, and record-keeping purposes. Do you consent to the recording, retention, and... The staff on this line are only available to assist individuals that received a recent request to call this number and were provided with a direct extension. For the fastest assistance with claim updates or checking on the status of a determination, please visit our website at benefits.uc.pa.gov. Visit uc.pa.gov/chat and select the chat icon on the right side of your screen to register for live chat services or call our main UC customer service phone number at 888-313-7284. If you know your party's four-digit extension, please enter it now.
Hi, Beth. My name is Arlita Moody. I'm calling from Family First Care about Mr. Hector.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for the phone tag. Give me one quick second here. I can pull up the form and let you know what I need. Give me one second here. LMNO. Okay. Okay, so, excuse me, I apologize. I'm doing a working lunch here.
That's what I'm doing, so I don't feel so bad.
Hector indicated that he was a caregiver. His patient was his son. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So my question is, was he hired by your company specifically to care for his son?
We hired him to our agency as a caregiver. He worked on his son's case. Often when patients leave the agency or pass away, our procedure is to hold on to the employee. So we have other cases coming in quite frequently for, you know, to work on other cases.
Okay.
So when the son passed away, the son had two caregivers on the case. Both refused other work because they were in Puerto Rico. So that's not available to work if you're in Puerto Rico.
Okay. So, and I understand what you're saying is he was hired as a caregiver.
I mean, we have other Philadelphia cases, but you can't, or Allentown, or, you know, cases in Pennsylvania.
Right. But what I'm trying to find out is, I understand you're saying he was hired as a caregiver, but prior to his son being his kid, had he worked there? Like,
no, he hadn't worked there previously. Okay. He came with the case, yes.
Okay, right, okay. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to determine if, I need to go ahead and write the quit determination or if I need to go ahead and resolve his lack of work. I do know that companies such as yours, you know, if the person is hired on as a caregiver for a family member, you know, once that family member passes on or whatever have you, they are offered other work. But in the eyes of PA unemployment, if the claimant was hired specifically to be a caregiver for that family member, and they're not obligated to take other work.
But
so I'm just trying, you know, I was just trying.
I, tr- we don't have patients in Puerto Rico. I mean, I don't. I'm a little confused.
I understand you don't have cases in Puerto Rico. What I'm trying to determine is, was he only working there to be a caregiver for his son? That's what I'm trying to determine. And then once his son passed, because like I said, if he was hired as a caregiver, but specifically for the purpose of caring for his son, then he's not obligated to take another case, is what I'm saying. Whether he's in Puerto Rico or whether he's in Philadelphia.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah,
I will consult with...
Definitely would have to pass this on to the director, because this is how we do all of our employees.
Right. I understand. Do you know how soon after his son passed that he moved to Puerto Rico?
I am not sure. I could ask the coordinator for the case because the director said that they must have been in Puerto Rico when he passed.
Okay.
But that's another kind of issue.
Okay, so he was already in Puerto Rico when the son passed, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'll just go ahead and write the determination. That way everybody can get a copy of it, and, you know, whichever way it goes, everybody has the opportunity to file an appeal should they choose to do so.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
What is your title there again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
The HR and Quality Director.
Thank you so much for returning my call, and I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.